5 together. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 3, if our gospel, how would we define that? Any hands on that? Pastor Dan and John.
All men are sinners, and unless they turn to Lord Jesus Christ, they will spend an eternity without him in a place of hell.
All right.
And they will eventually be cast into the lake of fire.
All right. John.
I was just going to say, that's our own resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the Greek word euangelion is made up of two parts. El is good. Euangelion is news or announcement. A good announcement. The good announcement is what? Both of you said it, but just sort of repeat.
We have a Savior.
We have a Savior, and he can save by genuine faith in him. From the heart, died for sinners. They must realize they're sinners. They must realize he died for their sins. They must, with the heart, accept and trust him as their Savior. What are some of the false gospels all over the churches, whether it's Baptist churches, Roman Catholic churches, Congregational, Episcopal? What are some of those phony, false gospels preachers are preaching? John.
You got universalism and you got Baptist Briars.
Define that universalism.
All are going to go to heaven.
Is that true or false?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely false. Patrick,
they can go to heaven.
We heard George H.W. Bush's people saying, oh, everybody's fine, we're going to see his wife and everybody. Listen, unless they're saved, you don't see wives or anybody else. Bill.
Yesterday I heard one of those preachers at George Bush's funeral say that those who are baptized are guaranteed a place in heaven.
Is that true or false?
That's false.
Absolutely, totally false. In fact, the Roman Catholics say little babies are sprinkled. They're somehow saved for what? See, this is absolutely, totally false. Some of the, what is that?
They do that.
That's what they do, that's right. And some of the Church of Christ, I believe, the other, baptism saves.
Right.
What are some of the others that believe in immersion saves? Is it Church of Christ, basically, or is others? Disciple of Christ?
Well, only it's by immersion.
By immersion.
They believe that baptism saves them. But then you've got the, I don't know about baptism on that part. I know some others that believe membership in their particular denomination.
Sometimes they believe in membership.
Baptism. They're called Baptist.
That's right.
Priors.
Baptist Priors. You see, those who believe in baptism saves, they could simply go down a dry center, come up a wet center. But they're still sinners, lost, bound for hell. And a lot of people hit, Linda.
You're not getting it out. You're not getting it over
there. John Baptist baptized.
Yes. But he's baptized after they trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior, not in order to be saved, but after they accepted him, was called that particular thing. And so we've got a lot of problems with immersion of Baptist's head.
Wow.
So, Linda? Oh, he's right ahead. Okay. Pastor Dan, you have said.
From a continuation from last week, he sent the message a little after the service ended from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to your live broadcast tonight. This is based on last week. Tonight, I found it very lively in discussion, interesting. I was the one who sent a comment on the seared conscience, which was a quote from the English Baptist preacher Peel. The phrase seared conscience is a very graphic one, as presents a picture of a very delicate awareness of God being subject to the intense and damaging process of cauterizing, branding. It could be that is a sacred conscience, what that is being referred to in the following. He has another quote from somebody else. And then we have another message from Elroy, and it says, greetings. It is so good to be in Bible study tonight. It's so nice to see Mrs. Waite, and we're praying for her as well in Christ for Kosis.
The closest. That's way the closest way to the other man. Thank you very much. I appreciate your emails. Amen. That's very good. With Cliff. Okay, Cliff. It says if our gospel be hid. Now, we named some of the false gospels. Anybody has some extra false gospels that people are talking all the time about? Yeah, Pastor Dan.
Back to the,
and then Bill, after that.
Sorry, I understand. The means of grace that we have, getting back to baptism, there's some that teach baptism is a means of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And they may teach that some of the ordinances or the sacraments, as they call them, will be a means of grace.
Mm-hmm.
A special thing that you have to take in order to maybe somehow gain favor with God in order to get
a
step closer
mm-hmm.
To God.
Bill and Rob.
I just got a call from Anne Marie.
Okay.
And her and Randy have been trying to just get the Bible study tonight on their computer and they can't get it.
Okay.
What station are you looking at?
They tried the Brown Bar and they also tried YouTube.
Oh my.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh my!
Well,
YouTube's working fine, Rob says. What is that? Reset the button. Can you call Randy and Emery? How does y'all tell that to Rob? I appreciate that. To have their number.
Okay, I will.
Good.
I just wanted to mention two things.
Okay.
John was baptizing. His baptism was a baptism of repentance. And it was not a baptism of salvation. He was preparing the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's differentiated between his baptism. And yet, when they speak this verse here, our gospel, and yes, he is differentiating the true gospel to the false gospels, which you've been talking about.
Yes.
The false gospel is not in contradistinction to the false gospels, and it's the gospels that the apostles preached, and then he gets into here all the false gospels.
Right. Thanks, Rob. Let's wave to Rob. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Yes. Now, it says if our gospel be hid, there's some people trying to hide through gospels today, as they were in Paul's day. Any hands on that?
Did you say the true gospels?
Yeah, true gospel. Yes,
true.
The true gospel. Yeah, Pastor Dan.
Well, so there's certain governments in the world that try and attempt to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
By persecution, by threats.
So that's killing them, right?
Yes, but that. Mm-hmm. And then they push them underground, but this doesn't stop it. I mean, it thrives in communist countries.
Mm-hmm. Bill, you have something?
Yes, there's a lot of false gospels in New Age literature, which goes back, a couple thousand years. Some of the books like the Upanishads and the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, and all kinds of literature from Buddhists. And there was a lot of poetry that was published in Sufi literature, which is also a part of that these days. And that took a pretty sizable percentage of our population. With the British back in the 1800s and with the Americans in the 1920s and then in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have been misled. And it furthers what a lot of the Catholics believe, that they can ensure their own salvation. The Catholics believe in doing good, at least good in their heart, brings you closer to salvation with Jesus. Worshipping the Pope, the Polish Pope, he said several times that if you want salvation, don't go to Jesus Christ, come to me.
Yes.
And that is extremely wrong.
Yes.
But there's a lot of things going on in the world that mislead people. Every conceivable way that the devil is able to create something, some diversion or some lie. He mm-hmm. does it. And he's got thousands of years of experimenting with people's lives,
mm-hmm.
Misleading them, lying to them.
Yes.
It's very difficult.
Well, the last two or three days, they've been focusing on the internet and all about the death of George H.W. Bush. Did any of you hear, anytime, somebody give a clear-cut gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from that services, anything at all, for hours and hours and hours?
No, in fact, they're wrong.
No, wrong stuff, junk stuff. And the whole world listens to this nonsense. And the gospel is being hidden. These guys that are priests and popes and ministers and whoever they may be, they don't have the true gospel. If they have it, they don't tell it. Yvonne and Bill.
They did quote scripture, a lot of scripture.
But it was the gospel clearly given.
You listened and heard it.
All people are sinners and everybody is a sinner going to hell.
No,
yeah, Bill and then Tammy.
No, they did quote a few Bible verses, but there was nothing clear about salvation expressed at all.
All right.
They were preaching on what they would do if they were the one making the decision whether somebody is going to heaven or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was from their humanistic reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
That they're judging. They don't really know. It's like they may have a few verses of literature, of scripture in their mind, but they really don't know what God wants us to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tammy, and then Vaughn.
The service in the National Cathedral, a lot of the people that came up to read, they read passages that didn't pertain to anything related. There were passages relating to the nation of Israel.
Yes.
And they were somehow applied to, the 41st president, which absolutely mm-hmm. made no sense at all.
No sense at all, fine.
They did sing real old hymns.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than some of.
But is singing the hymns the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? No.
Nothing.
All the singing you want to sing, good music, that's not the good news. The good news also has bad news. Bad news, all men are sinners. Women, the whole crowd of people are sinners, lost and bound for hell. And the Lord Jesus died for those sins. And they must trust that Savior by their heart, belief, clearly, in order to be saved and have everlasting life. That was never presented. Hours and hours of singing and talking, everybody saying amen, and preachers up there talking about things, nonsense stuff. False, false gospels. Yeah, John.
You cannot possibly have good news unless you know that there's bad news.
Yes.
You never know that there's bad news.
Absolutely. And so our gospel was hidden in these services. Yeah, Vaughn?
I'm just scratching my face.
Okay. And then in verse number 4, by the way, questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. I hope people can listen now. If some of the stations are fuzzy, I hope you get them. Pastor Dan, what are the stations they might be able to listen to this on?
It's the Bible Today website.
Bible Today website?
YouTube at the moment.
YouTube at the moment.
Facebook, I think.
Facebook maybe also, so please check. Verse number 4. In whom? What does that mean? In whom is referred back to who? Any hands on that?
Mm-hmm.
Who does the in whom refer back to? In verse 4, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Yeah, Linda?
God.
It could be. What else? Anyone else? Yvonne? Dan? Was Pastor Dan? Oh, sorry, Tammy. Got the wrong hand.
It goes back to verse 3.
All right.
Those that are lost.
Right.
Those that are lost, John.
How's that, the lost?
So the Gospels are hidden. What does it mean to be lost in Scripture? Any hands on that?
It's lost.
What does it mean? Any hands on that? Yeah, John.
Except to be separated from God.
Separated from God. Any other hands on that?
To be on the borderline?
Borderline is possible. just borderline? Yes, Tam?
You're only saved or you're lost.
Okay, there's no border, is there?
Right.
You're either saved
you got one foot
for heaven,
lost.
Or you're still lost. One of the two. Any other comments on that one? In whom, in these lost people, what is true in verse 4 about these lost people? What is their condition? Why are they in this condition? The hands on that. Bill.
They're lost because that's what they chose.
That's what they chose. Tam, Pastor, is that Tam? I can't think of who's that. I'll try Tammy, okay?
I have a flute.
But I can't tell the difference from this angle. I can't tell the difference. Okay. If you raise your other hand, Tammy, it'll be easier.
Okay. It says that the God of this world, which is referring to Satan,
all right.
Has blinded their minds.
Blinded their minds. The God of this world. When did the God of this world originate? How did he begin? Is he still alive and well on planet Earth? And who is he? Any hands on that?
Well,
any hands on Yvonne?
He's Satan.
All right, Satan.
And he had a lot of freedom in the world.
Okay. What else about him? Where did he start? Where did he begin? Where did he end? What's going to happen to him? Past, present, future. Tam.
Well, he started in heaven with all the other angels.
In heaven. What was one of his names in heaven?
He
was Lucifer, that's right.
The chief cherub.
Chief cherub?
That's right.
And what are some of his names right now? About three or four of them. Yes, sir.
Satan.
The devil. Beelzebub. Tammy.
The dragon.
Dan.
It's a roaring lion.
The roaring lion.
The serpent.
A serpent. We forgot one more. Dan.
Angel of light.
The angel of light.
The God of this world.
That's another one. Yvonne.
I'm just trying to think what happened.
The enemy is another enemy. That angel of light is a very clever name, isn't it? Questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. Roaring lion, we don't want to forget that. What's the difference between the dangers of a roaring lion, Satan, and an angel of light? In the hands of that Tammy.
You might get close to the angel of light.
Might get close, might say, it's all right. And the roaring lion?
You run away from him.
If he's not a roaring lion, you stand clear of that man. But if he's an angel of light. Now, some preachers that are lost and bound for hell, I don't care what the church is, Baptist, Presbyterian, Roman Catholic, Congregational, Episcopal, I don't care what the church is, they're lost and bound for hell. A lot of them talk like they're angels of light. Mm-hmm. You listen to, oh, isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful. We're all going to heaven. Everybody's fine. Everybody's peaceful. Nobody sins. But as they come as roaring lions. So, another name for Satan in verse 4 is what? Hands on that. Yes, John. The God of this world. In other words, this world has a God. No matter what religion, no matter what nation, what country of this world, there's a God of this world. And all these names we've given to him, a terrible thing. And what has the God of this world done to these people in verse number 4? Questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. What has this God of this world done? And John and Bill.
He's blinded those
who
don't believe.
All right, Bill.
He lies.
And the other hand, Tammy.
They blinded their mind.
What does it mean to blind a mind? Now, does a mind have eyes, literal eyes? Does a mind have not literal eyes? Yeah, Tammy.
Well, it confuses someone.
Confuses.
So they can't think straight.
If somebody puts something in somebody's mind, it's hard for them to get out of their mind. And he's blinded. Now, what do you think a blinded mind would think like? Any hands on that? What do you think a blinded mind might think like? Minds are used for thinking, I think. All right. Yeah, Bill.
Be confused and easily misled.
Yes.
Confused and easily misled. And it says, by the minds of What kind of people especially have blinded minds in verse number 4? What kind of people?
Those that don't believe.
Those that don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Their minds blinded. Now, do the people who have blinded minds necessarily know their minds are blinded?
No.
That's the secrecy of it. They're blind and don't know it. They think they know everything. They think they know the whole truth. But if Satan's got their mind and blinded their mind, now normally you think of blinded eyes. Now blinded eyes can't see. Blinded minds may not know they can't think, but they're blind and so they're just blanked out, they might say, blind.
Do they believe in Satan more?
Maybe. He's the god of this world.
Yep, even unbeknownst to themselves.
Yes, probably satanic to the core, believing in Satan and the devil. Blind of the minds of the lest what? And what does lest mean? Questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. I'm sorry people can't hear us tonight. They'll call us up. Get that me. What is it?
It means unless.
It means unless. The blind mind, unless, what might happen if the mind are not blind in verse number 4? Less what? Any hands on that? Yeah, John.
Less the gospel of Christ come before them and their minds would be open.
What kind of gospel does it say here? What? The Lord. The gospel of the Lord, what else to say with it? The glorious stuff, what else?
In Christ.
Yes, but what else say about the gospel? We're missing one word.
It's the image of God.
The image of God, we're missing another word. What is the word that's missing here that I haven't talked to you yet? Yes.
Light.
The light of the gospel. See, if you've got a blind mind, you can't see the light. Now, I realize eyes are something that are blinded, but they can't see the light in their minds. Their minds are dark, black, and without any light whatsoever. And it is a glorious gospel. And of the image of God. What do you think that means? Glorious gospel is the image of God. Pastor Dan and John.
We have one like
verse 4.
Let me chapter 3 for a moment.
Okay.
We will all be faced and will answer the class. The glory of the Lord are changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord.
All right, that's good. So changed in the same image as by the glory of the Lord, by the same Spirit. This is a sad situation. That's why people are lost and don't think they're lost and don't know they're lost, because the God of this world has blinded their minds. So they can't see the light of the glorious gospel. Why do you think that adjective or adverb, glorious, is used here? And what does it mean? Any answer on that? Glorious gospel. Tammy?
It's that splendor of the majesty of God, like the Shekinah glory.
Uh-huh. It's a wondrous thing, isn't it, John?
Yes, I wanted to go back to a little bit, look back at two verses in John chapter 1, where it tells us in verses 4 and 5, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. We're talking about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Didn't even comprehend, understand anything about the light. It's glorious because how can God... Let's say John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How a poor lost sinner in this world, you think of the glorious gospel. I remember when someone told me that glorious gospel. Just a young boy, 16 years of age, senior in high school, janitor pushing a broom. I asked, what about the creation and all the stars and who made them? He said those two words, I know. Went down to the boiler room. He told me the glorious gospel of Christ. I was lost. He told me about the serpent in the wilderness. As he was raised up, whoever looked at that serpent, was spared, his life was spared, ready to die. So the Lord Jesus Christ raised up with the cross, trusting him by genuine faith, saved, eternal life, salvation. I accepted that. Now a lot of people hear all that, but they don't accept it. But I accepted that. He kept reading out the scriptures to me and encouraging me and following up with me. So on. Wonderful, good news, glorious thing. Yes,
Lord,
Uncle Charlie. That's right. Named Uncle Charles Allen. He was a janitor for many, many years in Berea High School, Berea, Ohio. There was used to be in the years ago, 1940s, religious emphasis week every single year in our school. He would take away all those trophies and so on of people who had in the trophy case, put in scripture verse after scripture verse after scripture verse. Our principal and the lady in charge, whatever her name was, what is the lady's title? I can't tell you the name.
The Dean of Women.
I believe they were genuine Christians, and they encouraged Uncle Charlie. Put all those verses in. They were old-time genuine Methodists, genuine Bible-believing Christian Methodist people.
Yeah.
Those early to now, wouldn't dare get any Bible verses in any of these schools. Yes, Linda and Pat Tammy, please.
Public schools today don't preach it.
Right.
My mother said when she was in public school, they would just read a little bit of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Back in her day in the 20s and the 30s.
Yes.
And then now it's going. They don't even do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore in schools.
Yes, yes, Tammy.
Didn't Uncle Charlie Allen, didn't he use calligraphy or something?
Oh, beautiful writing, beautiful writing. Oh, my. His handwriting. I'll show you sometime the Bible he wrote and he gave to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful calligraphy. Beautiful, beautiful handwriting. A man never went through the fifth grade. Drunk as a skunk for many, many years of his life, and Christ saved him out of that horrible condition and delivered him. He was so happy to be delivered. It was a glorious gospel. Pastor Dan, you have something there?
Yeah, there's a, he sent a list of the 30 most powerful members of the Skull and Bones, and among some of the people we have,
George Bush.
Yeah, Papa Bush is on there.
Papa Bush, George H.W. Bush, Skull and Bone, wicked satanic society. Yeah, they got him in heaven in a glorious fellow.
We,
yes.
When we die, we don't know where we're going. That's
well, is that true? Does the Bible say we don't know where we're going? Does everybody not know where they're going? John.
For the born again Christian, the Bible is very clear. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Do you know where you're going when you die, John?
I know exactly where I'm going.
Anybody else in this room know where they're going when they die?
Jesus.
Yes, okay. This one, this one, this one. Bill, Pastor Dan. I know where I'm going when I die. So, Linda, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you don't know where you're going when you die. If you know and trust the Scripture, let's say John 3:16 again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That have is right now when you trust, genuinely trust, in your heart, Lord Jesus your Savior, immediately you have everlasting life, and go to heaven. Pastor Dan has something there for us.
Just a quick note from Erie. Hello everyone, sound and video are both working well on YouTube. Thank you, Julie.
Let's wave to Julie Monahan, Erie, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate that very much. Thank you for letting us know the sound and which two?
Audio video.
Audio video from Facebook?
YouTube.
YouTube. And YouTube. That's very good. I wonder why the Bible for today doesn't work. Strange.
It does work.
Oh, it does work?
Well, we don't know. People just don't know what's one or the other.
Oh, that's true.
This is from Maine. Pastor, I wanted to say hello to you and our BFP church family. Thank you very much for tonight's Bible study. We're so happy to see Mrs. Wake's attendance this evening. Continue to pray for her health needs and for her prayer requests mentioned this evening. God bless Carl and Vicki.
Bless wave to Carl and Vicki out of the state of Maine. Thank you, Carl and Vicki. Praise the Lord for very faithful people known for many years. And we love them in the Lord, and we certainly pray for them, Carl and Vicki Albert in Maine. Yes, Pastor Dan.
Some people that would be considered, be classified as lost, do not know when we do not know for sure where they're going to go when they die. When they die,
all right.
They have different views and thoughts of what they've been told and what they've thought. So they're just hoping for something good.
Mm-hmm.
But therefore, they've been deceived by the God of this world.
Well, if lost people hope they're going to heaven, does that mean they're going to heaven?
No.
No. Just because they think so, see? They've got to know the scripture, the verses of the Bible to be absolutely positive when they leave this life. In fact, right now, they either have everlasting life, if they do, they're going to heaven, or they don't. As simple as that. And we've got to be sure, because the God of this world hath blinded their minds, those who believe, lest what? Lest what? Why is Satan blinded minds? In verse number 4. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Let the, lest the glorious gospel of the image of Christ should shine on the image of God should shine. Satan doesn't want that gospel to shine in their hearts. That's why he's got minds that are blinded. The old devil's hard at work. Yes, John?
Yes. You know, realize everybody's going to have an eternal existence. The question is where?
Everybody has eternal existence, that's right.
The Word of God tells us that everlasting life, that is, as the Bible describes life, that is your eternal existence with God.
Okay.
Those do not have that, do not have everlasting life. That their eternal existence is in judgment and perdition.
Perdition, lake of fire, and
right.
Hell itself. Eternal existence. So, some people don't believe it's eternal, do they? Think it's just here and there, and don't even believe it's existent. It passed it in.
So it could be born twice, or die twice.
Wait, explain that. Born twice or die twice. Explain that, Pastor Dan.
Well, this is in John chapter 3.
Yep.
Lord Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, he must be born again.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to say, how can a man be born when he's old? Can a man the second time his brother be born? And but this is why he gave the illustration that when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even the son was his son, and then he lifted up, it would draw men to him. So the mm-hmm. idea in the serpent in the wilderness, people in the wilderness, they sinned against God, and God sent, they were griping and disobedient against God. God sent forth serpents that would bite them, poisonous serpents. But God told Moses to make a brazen serpent, put it up on a staff, and anyone that would look to that serpent would be delivered from that poison. And would live. Mm-hmm. And when they did not look to that brazen serpent, which is a type of Christ, would die.
Mm-hmm.
People today that look to Christ will live, will be born again. People that do not look to him will die a second time. They'll die the first time, and then death and hell will be cast in the lake of fire, as I said it before.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture says, which is the second death?
Mm-hmm. Two being born, or two deaths. That's very good. See what Rob is saying, huh? Yes, Rob, right ahead.
1 John 5:10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. And of 1 John 5:13, these things are written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know.
Good. Let's wave to Rob again in Chicago. Thanks, I appreciate that very much. Now let me ask you a simple question. Those that are not absolutely positive and know assuredly they're going to heaven, do you think they're going? Any hands on that? Those that are not positive they're going to heaven from the Bible, are they going? Do you think they're going? What's your thought? Any hands? No hands? Bill?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Because they don't believe. If they don't believe what the Bible says, then they don't believe.
You see, Rob, let scripture after scripture, you know that you're saved. You know. If you don't know, you're lost. You're bound for eternal hell. We've got to know. If we don't know, then we don't know, we're lost. A lot of people don't know, and there's no assurance for them. I think of Mr. Camping. He was a hyper-Calvinist. And the hyper-Calvinist, he just thought a little bit. He hoped and hoped and hoped. I don't think he was really sure whether he was saved or lost until he died. Yeah, John, go ahead.
I'll say, if you don't know for sure that you're going to heaven, chances are you're not.
Now, let me ask another question. Those that know they're going to hell, do you think they're going there, yes or no?
Probably.
Probably yes. They know that. We've got to know some things. These things you should know. Bill.
Yeah, I've asked several Jews what they thought. Are you going to heaven or not? And I get a blank stare.
A blank stare.
From them, as if they don't know. And they're not even concerned about it. They just want to be Jewish by celebrating the feasts and proudly looking as if they're a Jew. They'll comment, "Oh, there's a fellow that's wearing a prayer cloth."
Mm-hmm.
You know, as if that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean a thing?
No. Yes,
John. Or they believe that obviously they're going to heaven because they're Jewish.
Yes.
In which that's not an assurance at all.
Yes, Linda.
There is some people they know personally that are Jewish, but they turn to Christianity.
There are some that do, that's right. Now, is a blank stare an assurance that somebody's going to heaven?
No.
How would you define a blank stare? Bill talked to that.
Why would there be a blank stare?
What is it, Bob?
Why is there a blank stare?
Well, Bill just said that some people get their blank stare. Define it. Yeah, Bill,
they're trying. Lost. That blank stare, they're lost.
They're lost. If anyone else but define a blank stare, questions would be at tbc.org 856-261-9018. Yes, sir. Tammy, and then Sean.
It's possible that the person that's asked the question is completely befuddled by the question.
Maybe. And befuddled? That's possible.
Maybe we just give a blank stare, so.
All right. And, yes, so John and
No light in their life.
Linda?
Well, in the Catholic faith, I don't know about the Christian faith, they believe in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that in the Bible?
Yes,
it's that town in the Bible?
No.
Never found in the Bible. It's a serious error, isn't it?
That's the Catholic faith.
Yes, that's right.
That's between heaven and hell.
Yeah, that's what they think. That's what they believe. Is it in the Bible? Is it true? Is the Bible have a purgatory?
Yeah, I knew that.
Does the Bible have a purgatory?
No.
Between heaven and hell. It's either heaven or hell. It's no between whatever. Yes, Pastor Dan.
I think Tetzel was the one that came up with the concept to raise money to build a big cathedral.
Oh, Tetzel's there, huh?
St. Peter's.
It was Tetzel.
Oh, Tetzel.
Yeah. That
rhymes with pretzel.
Pretzel.
Tetzel and pretzel.
All twisted. Yeah.
Okay.
Luther said, or the other quote out.
And the other quote?
As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, the soul from purgatory springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as the what?
As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, the soul from purgatory springs.
Coffer. She made a little coin in the coffer, and that gets them out of purgatory.
Yeah, that was
total error and falsehood. Total. Nothing biblical about it. All right, Bill.
Yeah, I think what Anna just said pretty much describes American politics, too.
Yes. We're going to stop with this verse right here. We're here in the conference report. I'll pick this up over next Thursday, beginning at verse number 5. But any other comments or questions you may have?